prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 21 October 2025. And my guests and I and Todd are already having a good time. They're giving me a hard time, which they really enjoy doing. So nonetheless, we're having a good time already. I'm glad you're with us tonight. We're going to talk to Melody Seastrom in just a few minutes about different topics. Financial, of course, also, but some news I want to bring into it, if you don't mind, please. But welcome to tonight's program, and I was asked, Todd said, a couple of people called to ask me to give my phone number a little bit slower and address. Well, I give it out on commercial every hour, but I'm going to give it to you again, okay? Now, if you miss the address, you can call this number tomorrow and get the address if you miss it tonight. But here's our phone number. If you don't have long distance, you can call our toll-free number at 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, please call our toll line. That will save us some money, 304-846-4448. That's 304-846-4448. Now, I'll give the address down. If you miss the address, just call tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern, and you get the address from Faith, who represents his phone, okay? The address is 224 Heard, H-U-R-D, Heard Road, 224 Heard Road, Netty. The town is spelled Netty. N like in November, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, which is W-V, W-V like in Victor, West Virginia, 266-81. If you missed that, just call the number tomorrow and ask it. Give it, as Faith give it to you, she'll give it to you. And thanks for calling and ask me to repeat that a little bit slower. I know sometimes I get a little fast when I'm talking about things, but please feel free to call. If you don't have long distance, again, you can call 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, you can call 304-846-4448. And we love to hear from you. And I do mean that. And our guest tonight, as I said, is Melody Seastrom. And we're going to discuss this different issue tonight. Melody's been a friend of the ministry and mine and Marcia's friend for many years now. More than I think we both want to admit, but we've been working together on the radio. I used to do radio shows 3 days a week with Melody for quite a while. She's more or less retired from radio, except I think a half-hour program on Saturdays. And I miss doing shows with her. She was always fun to be with. We had a good time working together. We covered serious issues, but we always had a spirit of camaraderie that we enjoyed time with each other on the radio. So tonight we're going to do the same thing. We're going to cover some serious issues and some different topics and take your phone calls and questions. If you have any questions about precious metals, I hope you'll call. And folks, now is the time to jump on board. Silver is down below 50 again. It's not going to stay below 50. I believe that with all my heart. I don't know what's going to go to. I'm estimating before it's done $200 an ounce. Will it? I don't know. We'll find out. But right now it's down below 50 again. Call Melody and order what you can while it's down. Gold is actually down a little bit. It's still well over $4,000, but it's down a little bit. Call and talk to Melody while the prices are down at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Do call and ask some questions while you can. Melody Seastrom, it's a pleasure to have you tonight, and always a lot of fun to have you on the radio show. Thanks for joining me.
Well, you're quite welcome.
We always have a good time doing this together.
Yes, we do.
You know, we cover some serious stuff, and we should, but there's no reason why we can't be a little cheerful. I'm going to share something, if you don't mind, real quickly, that I've said to you and other people many times. The Bible says that a merry heart worketh good like a medicine. Well, that's in Proverbs, by the way, Proverbs 17:22. Listen to this. Is laughter a form of therapeutic medicine? Now, folks, this is for real. Laughter has always been seen as a source of joy. It's also a powerful force for health. Unlike casual humor, laughter therapy is a structured practice that uses guided exercises to trigger laughter and, with it, measurable shifts in your body. This approach treats laughter as more than a reaction. It becomes an intentional tool to calm your nervous system, ease tension, and strengthen emotional balance. Anxiety is one of the most common conditions people face today, marked by racing thoughts, pounding heartbeat, muscle tightness, poor sleep, and a lingering sense of dread. When it's ignored, anxiety spirals into depression, substance abuse, or long-term illness. Finding simple, safe ways to break that cycle is essential, and laughter offers one of the most direct paths to relief. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, the Bible told us this 3,000-some years ago, and we just now figured it out. Isn't that wonderful, Melody?
It's terrific. I believe in laughter.
I do, too. I really do. And yeah, I know we're in a hell of a mess in this country, in the world. But laughter is something, when you're with somebody you enjoy being with, enjoy being with them. And be with them. Don't be on your phone texting 15 other people or your mind racing ahead to what you're going to do tomorrow. When you're with somebody you enjoy being with, be with them. That makes sense to you, Melody?
Well, of course it does. Absolutely. You know, some of the best times I have, is, you know, there's nothing better than a good belly laugh.
That's true. That's true.
And it does. It just it's good. It's healthy for you. It's good. And, you know, I tell people, it's like, hey, you know, at the end of my life, I want somebody to be telling me a joke. I want to laugh, you know, if I can. I want to laugh. I want to laugh going out. I want to laugh while I'm here. I want to laugh, you know, because you're right, Butch. We have some very, I mean, I guess we could even laugh at some of the news that's going on because it's just so unbelievable. And it doesn't take away the seriousness of what's going on in this nation. But, you know, maybe that's what we need to do. Is taking these situations and start making jokes about them.
Well, yeah, I understand that. And really, and that believe me, you don't look very far to find the joke when the president rained on down. I mean, they're there.
They're
lots
there.
Of them. They're there. And we'll discuss some of the things going on with that in a minute. But, yeah, they're there. It's not hard to find. Maybe it's a sick humor, but it's still humor, you know. But I do want to share one more short story here, Mel. Then we'll get into some different topics. Now they have a version of flu that has a 100% death rate in mammals. That's by Michael Snyder. Folks, if you're always forwarding Michael Snyder's articles, everybody's on our email list. If you don't receive our email blast, and I send out generally 3 or 4 a day, you're missing some powerful stuff, and our magazine goes out every month for free online. This is a very short part of the article. Why would scientists purposely try to make the flu more deadly? During the flu pandemic in 1918, by the way, which was spread on purpose, it's estimated that somewhere between 50 and 100 million people died globally. But apparently that is not good enough. And so they have come up with a far deadlier version, and they have published their findings so that any terrorist organization in the world could potentially copy their work. As I repeatedly pointed out to my readers, man-made pestilences are one of the greatest existential threats that we face. What they are doing is literally insane, but nobody's going to stop them. A research paper that was recently published, a team of American and South Korean researchers revealed that they created a version of the bird flu that is 100% fatal in mammals. Wow. Why, Melody? Why would they do that? What's the purpose? What's the idea? Why would he want to do that? I mean, to animals and people, I mean, why would they make that? I guess they figure they do it before somebody else does. But why would anybody want to make that?
So they can have more for themselves.
I guess. There's no common sense reason that's good. Evil reasons, I guess you could say. The common sense reason. Why would you make something so deadly that any mammal that catches it will die? That just absolutely is evil beyond my comprehension. And I'm sure it's
most likely they already have an antidote for it.
Yeah, for those who invented it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt.
Or they would not have released the information and created such a beast.
And then more or less brag about it. I don't know. To me, that's a warped mind. Those people are evil. Now, they may not know they are, but they are. To make something like that you know is going to be totally deadly, that anyone or any animal that catches it, that's a mammal, that's just totally warped. I mean, there's no difference between that and spraying us down with poison from the air, except the flu is probably quicker. That's just the way it is. But discussing issues going on, and we'll discuss some factual things in a minute. Now, you're watching the battle over shutting down the government. They're almost, I think, they have now the second longest or right at the second longest time it's been shut down. Mm-hmm. And I listened to both sides back and forth, bickering back and forth. And I have to believe this. I think both sides want this shut down for a reason. I really believe that. I really think that for some reason, both sides are doing it to bring forth something they have in mind, a collapse of the dollar, bring in the new stable coin that they're talking about, what it may be. But Melody, I don't think this is accident by any means. Do you?
Absolutely not. You know, I had a conversation with somebody. Sometimes when I'm talking to my customers and so forth, I get these little things planted in my head and then they come out and then I start thinking about it. And I started thinking about this government shutdown. And I'm thinking about our politicians that are currently in office. And I'm thinking, who is in control with the government shut down? What is being followed when this government is shut down? Where is the Constitution? Not that it matters anymore.
Yeah, really.
But really, when the government is shut down, who's in charge? It's President Trump. Do you see where I'm going with this? I mean, what about all of our liberties and are they also shut down?
But Melody, he's building us a ballroom.
Well, think about how symbolic all of this is.
Absolutely. That's
when
the point.
You see those pictures.
Yes.
Of
yes.
The White House being destroyed for this ballroom.
For a ballroom. They've already gilded the White House in gold.
But you see the symbolic of the government shut down, the building being destroyed. How about going a step further and seeing that this is a visual of our country destroyed, being demolished? You put all of those together, and that's exactly what we have.
And the symbols of the nation, the White House, has been there for, 150 years, roughly, a little longer. That's the same way it's been for that long, and now they're destroying the East Wing.
And I don't have a problem with them wanting to redesign, you know, whatever, you know, upgrade it and so forth. But again, the timing is not, it's this country, we're $37 trillion in debt with our government shut down. And I don't care whether you like, you know, the Obamacare or not healthcare, a lot of people, they are going to get 200% increases on both sides, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you're going to get those big increases in your healthcare. You are going to see changes. If they don't know, you are going to see, if they can't pay the bills, they will shut down Medicare. They will shut down Medicaid. They will shut down Social Security. They'll just shut it off. I have no doubt that's not what the, and we all know that this time was going to come.
Oh, yes. We talked about it for years.
So I'm thinking, you know, it's just so, to see those pictures of the destruction of the White House for a $225 million. And here's the other thing, private donations. Really? Now I heard where was it, Carter, I guess, who built the swimming pool. He did that through private funding. Why was that correct?
Well, back then, if he hadn't, he would have caught all kinds of flack. Today, nobody paid much attention to that. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, why should public funding be used to build or to remodel anything in the White House? Isn't that a pay for play or pay for pay or whatever it is called? Isn't that a little bit of a conflict of interest? And you really think that there's going to be private donations of $250 million?
Well, he wants to get paid $27 million from taxpayer for
exactly.
him being sued.
Exactly.
So yeah, folks, this is, and I'm saying this as clear as I can put it. I warned you about Trump the first time around. We tried the second time around also. No, I didn't like Biden, and I certainly didn't like Harris. That's why I didn't support any of them. I won't. But Trump may have done, he's done some things that I greatly appreciate, but by golly, he's letting his ego run the country now. And he wants us to pay out of our pocket for him being sued.
The only reason he's done the things that you like is to keep you quiet.
Of course.
Is to keep you quiet.
You know, it's
he'll
really,
keep doing things like that. Just to keep you quiet.
Well, you know, the Bible says in Daniel 8:25, talking about the Antichrist, even, will bring in, make things prosper and everything look well, and he'll do things people like. I'm not saying Trump's the Antichrist, but he might do it until the real one gets here. I mean, he's doing the same thing with flattering lips. He's conning the people. And this is a fact. He's breaking the Constitution, pars comitatus. He's doing all these things totally unconstitutional. And the sad part is, our governor in West Virginia, although we get a pretty good governor in all different ways now this time around, is backing him. This is our nation has been torn down around our ears, and most people don't seem to pay attention to it or don't care. I don't know which.
And at this point, is it really the Democrats?
No. It's both sides.
It's both sides. But these Republican politicians and the people who support it, they walk around like they can do no wrong. Hey, Homeland Security, they're getting two new million-dollar planes, multi-million-dollar planes, just to tote them around this country. But this $230 million that he's demanding the Justice Department pay him, it's like if the people who voted for Trump can't figure this out just by that, because he's the one who said he's the patriot, he's doing it for you, he's doing it for... Then why is he taking your $230 million?
That's it.
After all the money that people send him to pay for all of his tax attorneys, or not his tax attorneys, but all his attorney fees, all of those, I mean, people just kept sending him money, more money, more money to pay because they supported him and they thought he was wrongly accused. But some of those things that he was accused of, he actually got charged for. He still is a felon, whether you agree with it or not. It's on the books.
Well,
I agree. There was shenanigans in there. I agree with that. But hello, if you want to be in that realm, then deal with it, because that's what happens there. It's like he's the only one that this has ever happened to. No. He's more of a woe is me than the Democrats.
Absolutely. I've been in this world long enough to know now, Billy, I hate to say this, but almost eight decades, 77 years old, each and every administration that I can remember from the time I started paying attention, and we'll say in the 70s and right on up, each administration, Republican or Democrat, have taken this country further and further into tyranny and into bankruptcy. Every one of them has. Even our hero Reagan back in the 80s gave us the largest tax increase in history. All this has been done.
But the biggest tax cuts for the corporations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. But all this has been done step by step, piece by piece, either side. One talks better. Maybe one does a little more that we think is right, and maybe morally is right. But on the other, but behind the scenes, you're taking us down another notch, if you will. Yeah, I don't see reverse on it. I really don't.
The No Kings March, that is as stupid as a lot of people showed up. But you know what? They were trying to demonstrate No Kings March, but yet Trump relished in that.
Oh, yes.
They were calling him a king.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was really, how stupid are they?
They had a picture of him online with a crown on. He put it in me, showing up. Yeah, this is true.
I mean, hello? But again, it's all by design. The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, they're all at fault. And the people just line up behind these people thinking that they're going to make a difference. They're not. And I'll tell you what, I just truly can't believe, Butch, that it's shocking. And yet we shouldn't be shocked. We knew it was going to happen, but I never expected it to happen without voices saying the opposite, for all voices just being snuffed out.
But isn't it amazing, though, that both sides are practically really doing nothing to change a whole lot? They talk bad about each other, even threaten to get to shoot a couple of them. They say that right in their own speeches or whatever. Yet all they're doing is causing more division. Would that also be part of the plan, Melody? Do they want division? Is it possible?
Of course they do.
Of course they do. Of course they do. I mean, we're already seeing bloodshed over this. We're going to see more, I'm afraid, in the future. But they want division. And Christ himself said, a house divided cannot stand, and a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. So could this be the enemy's way, Satan's way of destroying what's left of America? Of course it is. Divide and conquer. And they're doing a very good job of it. And in the meantime, they're destroying the livelihoods millions of people that are depending, had gotten used to depending. It's socialism. I don't like it. But depending on the help for breaking taxes or whatever funding they need to keep the family operating. They got used to it. It didn't make it right. I understand that. But to cut it all out at one time is going to lead to bloodshed. That's all there is to it. If the food stamps go away soon and the other so-called entitlements go away, you talk about rioting in the streets. We haven't seen anything yet.
No, and you know what? And the sad thing is, the people in the streets will be fighting each other.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's not going to be to those who've created the problem. It's going to be to your brothers and sisters, to your neighbors. Families have been torn apart over this. Friends have been broken up. It really is amazing how they have been able to accomplish this. And you know what's interesting is you can take either side. We can talk about propaganda, and each side will agree, oh, yeah, there's propaganda, blah, 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 blah. But yet they fail to realize or acknowledge that they are part of the propaganda, that they are the ones that are being manipulated against. And it's just like you want to shake people and say, wake up, but you can't. They don't listen. People don't listen.
I wonder sometimes if they got so well, a lot of them probably got become a kind of callous to it. They've heard so much for so long, they ignore it because they don't think do anything about it, and they just don't want to get involved. But lots of them just don't care. If they get through today, I call it the Hezekiah syndrome. I did a sermon list many, many years ago. Hezekiah sinned greatly against God. And God said, you know, I'm going to take the kingdom from you and give it to your enemies. And Hezekiah repented, and more or less God said, all right, I'll give you a little more time. And Hezekiah said these words, a paraphrase, as long as there's peace in my time, my children, can, I guess, can pay for it, my grandchildren can pay for it, as long as there's peace in my day. Now, that's a selfish attitude, but that's a lot of people's attitude today. As long as I make it, forget about my children and grandchildren. I know that sounds unreal, but obviously it's happening. So this is where we are in America.
And I think we need to start boycotting beef that has been purchased from Argentina. This is President Trump's new plan to purchase, after we've given him billions of dollars, this new plan to purchase additional beef from Argentina to lower prices for consumers in the United States.
Why can't we increase our beef production? Why can't we go back to raising our own poultry? They wipe that all that out. Why can't we go back and do that again?
He said that Meriwether Farms, a beef producer based in Wyoming.
Okay, hang on to the break. Don't lose that thought. Okay, hang on to the break. Folks, back at the break, a lot more talk and your phone calls at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. We're talking to Melody Cedarstrom with Discount Gold and Silver. And the program is always a blessing, everyone. We share some our opinions, obviously. And we try to get out the word of truth and try to share what's going on. And, folks, I don't want to say our nation's really messed up, but call Melody while you can. The price of the metals are down right now a little bit. Silver's down a total of probably about $6-7 here just the last 3 days. Gold is down a couple hundred or more. Do it now. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And again, our number here at the office, you can call tomorrow, is 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, Melody, you were sharing something before we went to break. Go ahead and share that, and I'm going to share a little bit more news, and we'll take phone calls.
Well, you know, this is about Trump buying beef from Argentina, and they're going to import it, and it's just a slap in the face to our farmers. And Meriwether Farms sounded the alarm on the plan. And I saw an interview. I just saw the words going across the screen where I guess someone had asked him about it, and Trump was crying about how difficult Argentina is having, that they're losing and they're in such a bad shape. And it's not a quote what he said, but that was the direction that he was leaning in. And the only way you can address our high cost of food is addressing our problem with our currency. That is why we have inflation. That is why everything is so high. And the reckless spending and the unaccountability of the politicians in office, that is the problem. And that's not going to be addressed. Soybeans, When was China's not even been buying soybeans from
a farmer? No, they're not. No, they're not. No.
So it's like, so it's a, you know, it's another slap in the face to the farmers, and we'll do another bailout to our farmers, which if they need it, you know, but it's better than bailing out Argentina.
Yeah, I agree. And what's going to happen the 1st of November when everything China imports goes up 100% more, our cost?
Yep.
People, I mean, 80% of medicine comes from China. Shouldn't that concern us a little bit? I want to share a few quick cracks here. We'll get the phone line. Just start to get calls in here. This is another article by Michael Snyder. And the headline says, dramatically reduced Christmas spending, soaring defaults and empty shelves. 14 signs that the condition of the U.S. economy is worse than you think. It feels like someone has pulled a plug because the U.S. economy suddenly caught an extremely alarming downward spiral. As I discussed at the end of last week, investors are flocking to gold and silver because they can see that a storm is coming. And I'm not going to go through all that first paragraph, but here's some things coming that's already happening. According to a brand new survey that was just released, Americans plan to spend far less during this holiday season than they did last year. As the holiday season approaches, we are starting to get reports of empty shelves in some parts of the nation. Household debt has reached an all-time high. Now, listen to this. $18.4 trillion. And debt collectors are becoming a lot more aggressive. According to a report that was recently posted by Zero Hedge, auto loan delinquencies have been absolutely soaring. Are we on the verge of a banking crisis? Thanks to, in part, the turmoil that we have been witnessing in the auto industry, some regional bank stocks plummeted last week. Means for means Americans are seriously behind on their student loan payments. And I go on from there with a whole lot more. I mean, there's more than that, a lot more than that. Now, folks, I don't care what they say on the news. The economy's hurting, big time hurting. And with Trump adding tariffs to imports, I know maybe, perhaps his idea is, we should start manufacturing here. That'd be a wonderful thing. If we start retooling 50, 60 years ago, we may have a chance. We can't do it now. We don't have the ways to do it, the means to do it. It will take us years to rebuild our factories and start doing what we used to do. Feeding yourself, clothing yourself, making your own cars. We can do it like we used to. We can't. We don't have the wherewithal to start again. But when he raises the tariffs, we pay them. I know what everybody says. Well, it's going to make them. No, it's not. China doesn't need us any longer. We got them so big now. We may hurt them, but we've helped build their economy so much now, starting back in the 70s. They don't need us that badly any longer. They don't. 100% increase on what we're already charging for tariffs is going to really hurt the American people. And soybeans aren't being sold to China because we are boycotting them, so to speak. They're boycotting us, It's hurting us. This America's economy is not as strong, nearly as strong as it used to be 50 years ago, 60 years ago. We cannot handle this for much longer. Melody, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it's very true. And I mean, this is a path. And again, you know, folks, I get asked all the time, you know, where everything is going, where the predictions for gold and silver. And, you know, you can put any number on prices of gold and silver and what's going to happen and with other products and so forth. But the bottom line is there's no one that can predict the future. No one. However, you can look to the past and you can look at the trend.
Yes.
You can look at the trend of where we're headed. And that will give you what you really need to know when you're trying to preserve your wealth. We have a financial crisis. Are the banks folding? Not yet. Is the stock market crashing? Not yet. But that doesn't mean we don't have the problem. Our economy in this nation, I've said it before, really is the stock market. It's the only reason they've kept it up so high. You've got retirement accounts. You got pension plans all in that stock market. Baby boomers. You guys are the only ones that have any money. And, you know, it just amazes me when I hear my friends and my family, when they need some money, if they're retired, oh, I got to call my financial planner. They're on first name basis. Oh, I got to call Scott and see if I can have some money so I can go on this trip. Or do you think I can call Scott and see if I can have, and I'm thinking to myself, and I know a lot of you out there probably do the same thing. But it's like, it's your money. It's you control it. And the only reason they've done a good job in the past is because if you were in the stock market, how could you have not have seen some of your numbers go higher? But what goes up in that paper market, it will adjust. And again, the only thing that can preserve your purchasing power that will never go to zero is gold and silver, the real money that was meant to be.
That's right.
And it will be again. I don't know how. I think there'll be different tiers of currencies. I think there'll be multiple ways to different. I think there'll be a global currency. I think there'll be a domestic currency. And the only one I think will be backed by gold will be the global currency that'll be for trade. That'll help with the tariffs. That'll help with the different countries manipulating their currencies and everything else. So when they get to that point, now, when is that point? I don't know. But it's going to have to be dealt with in the near future. Because if you can't tell that the world is falling apart, and to some degree it is being controlled, that falling out is being controlled, it's a controlled fallout, I don't know what to say. You know, because we certainly, I mean, you go to any country in the world, every country's in debt. And there's just a lot of, I don't know, is it anger, Butch?
Yes, I'm sure. Frustration, anger, all that.
Frustration?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm going to share one more story that we'll get the phone lines here. Now, folks, this is something I want y'all to watch out for. This is something that Pastor Paul Begley shared this, and he's generally a pretty good source of information because he has people that talk to him from, we'll say, inside the operations. Now, I want y'all to watch this. Amelia, I'd like for you to watch this, too, to see if this really happens or not. According to one of his sources, sometime the next few days, the government's going to, there'll be some stores, grocery stores, shut down for 24 hours. Not all of them, obviously. But some of them, I'm going to give you the names of ones going to have some of them do it. They're going to shut down 24 hours. The government, the people, the, I guess military, are going to go in and take a survey while I was in a store, write it all down, and I do a kind of an audit, I guess you could say, write down what the stores have, and they intend to redistribute this material somewhere. I don't know where. It hadn't given it to us yet. Now, sometime the next 3 or 4 or 5 days, this is planned to happen. They're going to go into inventory everything the stores have on the idea that they're going to relocate those supplies somewhere else. Now, these are the stores. They're going to take part in it. Now, they're not all going to shut down. It may just be a few here and there of these stores. But please, you listeners across this country, keep your eyes open and see if this really happens. I'll let you know if it happens here near me. But if one of your grocery stores shut down 24 hours, if it's one of these stores, Audi's, Costco, Trader Joe's, Winn-Dixie, and Walmart. Audi's, Costco, Trader Joe's, Winn-Dixie, and Walmart. Some of the stores are supposed to shut down, and they're going to go into an inventory of the military. The government's going to do that with the intention of shipping those supplies somewhere else. I don't know where. Apparently, Pastor Paul doesn't know either. So keep your eyes open. I just told y'all this tonight because we got listeners all over the country. Let me know if a store near you, one of those five, Aldi's, Costco, Trader Joe's, Winn-Dixie, or Walmart, shut down for 24 hours. Tell me if you see that, please. Now, Melody, that's interesting. Is it going to happen? I really don't know. But sources say they have the intention doing that. I don't know what the reason is. You want to add comments to that before you take phone calls?
I just find that interesting.
I do too. Very interesting. And the source says Pastor Paul is a straight shooter. He's not making this up. He got the information. It may be mistaken. It may be told wrong. But that's why I'm telling everybody, watch for it. If it happens, I want to know about it. I know you do too.
Yes.
Let's go to Georgia and talk to Tom. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Pastor, can you hear me?
I can.
That's a heavy story.
Yes, it is.
You were talking,
yes, it is.
Yeah, You were talking earlier about people not believing change will come on their time. Uh-huh. If you look at the Bible and go to the Old Testament, and for all of the Old Testament prophets who spoke of the coming of God in human flesh, the ones who were accepted, the people would all say, yes, yes, and when he comes, we will revere him. And then comes John the Baptist, and he says, hey, guys, see that guy over there? That is him. And they say, John, you're out of your mind. You need your head on the platter. And that's what he got.
By the way, all of a sudden, Tom, you really sound kind of crappy. I don't know what happened. You're kind of garbled.
Is the phone breaking up?
Yeah, no, you're just kind of staticky.
How about now?
That's still the same, but we can hear well enough. Go ahead.
Okay, Melody, I'm looking at a gold and silver ticker, and gold seems to have settled below 4,100 for the while, and silver's around 48.
I think
the race up to 4,300 was somewhat like geese flapping their wings on top of the water, and they settle that down on the water because they're getting ready to fly. But what percentage, if the gold goes up $100, what percentage of that is a dollar loss in value? And I know that's a moving target because as the value of the dollar falls, you know, the percentages change. But right now, what does 100 points mean in dollar loss?
Good question.
That's why you asked me. You got the answers.
It's almost 9 o'clock at night. I've been working all day. I don't know.
It wasn't a test, but I was just wondering.
Yes, it was.
Well, roughly this year, by gold, by the rise of value in gold, the dollar has lost 45% of its value just this year. And I think if you go back all the way to 1913, it's almost lost 98% of its value.
Correct.
Or more, yes. Yeah. Yes.
So it's not healthy at all. And I think that's exactly what Trump is doing. He's trying. Our economy is something like a cinder block that's over our head, and it's held up by four balsa wood sticks and a bunch of decorative sticks, and Trump's underneath it with a ball and chain just slinging it, seeing what will happen. And when it comes down, it's going to hit hard.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And it's deliberate. I think y'all are right on that. It's deliberate, and it's planned to bring in the digital currency.
It is. Well, it's called a stable coin.
And they have to bring in some currency because our other currency is done.
It is.
So in will come a new monetary policy, and I'll guarantee it's already written.
And the debt's unpayable. A trillion seconds goes back to 30 BC.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to pay that.
No,
but anyway,
there's no way to be
line.
Paid.
I'll get off the line. Thank you all very much.
Thank you,
Tom. Thank you. If you folks receive our email blast, you saw the video was sent last week, 17 minutes long, what's happening worldwide with stablecoin. And I'm going to make this up, folks. Palantir is a big part of this. And you watch that video. We showed it at Bible study this past weekend for people that watch that. We are going down that road to a cashless society. It's scripture. What's going to happen? Can we slow it down? I would like to think so. For our children's sake, because we're going down a way of total control. Folks, this isn't about your finances and helping you. It's about controlling you. And Trump is behind this 100%. He is set to make billions off of it, as most of his cohorts are also. Melody, any comments to that?
You know, when it comes to Palantir, I don't worry so much about the cryptocurrencies and so forth. You know, if you're fully, you know, positioned and so forth, you know. It's the tracking of each and every human being.
There you
on
go.
This planet.
That's exactly right.
And they will do whatever they. I mean, you talk about controlling you, and with your health care, you have Palantir. It's just that, and that's what people ignore. And I don't know if we've just become so conditioned into knowing that they're there and spying on us and, you know, giving the, oh, I'm not doing anything wrong, so what do I care? That's what it's all about.
That is what it's about.
It's a way they'll be able to whittle you down. If you have something that they need, they'll keep you around. And, you know, I was told a story from a customer, her parents and her aunt and uncle, they were in the camps, And, you know, I said, I'd love to talk to her mother lived to be like 90 something. And I said, I'd love to talk to your mother just to ask questions. And her mother never wanted to talk about it. But she says, you know, she says they went willingly in the beginning. Because they were offered jobs.
Yes.
So who were the ones that they, people who had an occupation? Her father was a jeweler. And I think he cut diamonds. He was a jeweler or something. They needed that type of an occupation, of that service. So they were able to go in there. They went willingly, maybe, and looking for a new future. And we know, you know, you can take it for whatever you want to there, but I think that's where we're here. We're right there too. People are willing to follow because they're being given promises, and the promises aren't truthful.
But Melody, everything would be so convenient. We can do everything we want to on our phone or with a, you know, who knows how it's going to work. But the key thing, too, that we forget sometimes in Revelation 13, a very key important point is that the beast system will be, the mark of the beast system will be a commercial mark, because you can't buy or sell without it. It's all about finances in this particular instance. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to be control, no doubt about it. It's total control. People are going to fall into it. The Bible says in the same chapter that anyone whose names are not written in the book of life, all the ones whose names are not written in the Lamb's book of life, will take the mark. And in the same chapter it says, and all those that will not worship the image of the beast will be put to death. That's in the Bible, folks. I didn't make it up. It's in the book. So I'm just telling you that it's commercial. It's love of money to the root of all evil. And that's why this is going to be a commercial mark. You won't be able to buy or sell without it, which means you can't feed your family. And it's going to be a rough way to go for a while. And if you don't take it, you could end up dead. That's just the way it is. Let's talk to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. Hi, Melody.
Hi, Jan.
I got a question for Melody. China and Russia have huge gold supplies. They've been buying it. They've been saving it. They've been getting it back from wherever they had sent it. And they've got their currency based on gold. What happens if they decide to take pop some of that, because they've got tons of it, and sell it cheap? Will gold go right into the ground?
Yeah, again, a bad connection there, but I don't think they're going to sell. I don't know why they would. I don't know why they would. I mean, I know that China, what they will do sometimes is they will rig the market so something will drop, and then they'll go in and buy it at a much lower price. They did it with soy. They used to do it with soybeans, because I used to have customers as farmers that sold soybeans and so forth, and that's what China does. They rig the markets and they go in. But I don't think they're going to do it with. They're not going to dump gold to make the price go down.
Not the paper, but the paper, the certificates that they issue.
Oh, it's tickets of gold. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They could lower the price of gold that way and give people certificates and not the gold.
Melody, comments on that?
Would that be enough to lower gold, you know, way down?
I don't think
and
so.
Get people scared to even go put it into these coins or whatever it is that
I think by the time they get to the point of issuing gold currencies and so forth, that the damage will already have been done. I think things have to fail, and there'll probably be all kinds. I mean, no one knows, because, you know, we've never been here before.
That's true.
So we don't know. I mean, we can talk about it and come up with great ideas and wonder how this will work, and some of it will come true. But I think there'll be all different types of legislation around the world that, you know, countries will do to, you know, soften the blow to their citizens. But I don't think they want soft blows to the citizens, because I think they want to wipe most of their citizens out.
Yeah. But as far as the ranchers, the beef herds, the cattle. These ranchers are getting old. And a lot of them, their children are not interested in ranching. There's no money in it. No money in raising beef.
True.
Can be it's that way. That's very true.
It's a lot of work. True. And they're getting out. And that's where a ton of the beef disappeared.
Well, you know, too, I had ranchers tell me, too. It's like the ranchers always get killed. It's the middleman that's making all the dough.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
you know, until that changes, yeah, the money should go back to the ranchers.
Well,
but again, it's all monetary policy.
Yeah. And it's not. It's both sides.
Yeah.
It's not one side. It's both sides.
It's both sides.
That's how it's going to go. You know, God,
all right, well,
you know, we're told in the Bible, get out of it, my people. But it's time to get out.
I agree. Get out. Get out. I agree. Good call, Jan. Thank you. Appreciate
thank you,
it. Good call. Good call. No, no, nobody's on the line. You got about 2 minutes left, Melody. What do you want to say in closing? Give us your final word of advice that's going to make everything change.
Well, let's see. Silver's up a little bit in the overnight trading. I think gold is, I mean, I don't know, gold is having a turns around. You can't focus on the prices of going up and going down. If you ever thought, and I know there's a lot of analysts out there who'll say, you know, these things are going to go up and they're never going to turn around and come back. No. What goes, there's always a little bit of a pullback. There's always little corrections. You know, people are taking a lot of profits. I had someone contact me wanting to know how I buy back product because they were writing articles on how to sell your gold and silver. So there's a lot of push from a lot of these dealers across the country to dump your gold and silver at these higher prices. Could have that had some impact? Yeah, it could have. So look to the long term. And you can't, not everyone falls into the same square peg. View what you have. Base your decisions on you, not what someone's trying to tell everybody that they need to do. So that's key. Plan for worst case scenario. Worst case scenarios don't happen. And you'll be fine. And okay. Prepare.
Thank you, Melody. And by the way, thank you for giving an estimate of what I have on stock. It made me feel good that I've been wise enough to listen to you and others and build a little bit of reserve. And thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you personally for that.
Well, you're quite welcome.
I do appreciate that. Melody.
Thank you.
800-375-4188. Call Melody and our folks talk to her. Melody, have a great night. And by God's grace, I'll talk to you again next month, maybe.
Same to you.
Hey, have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Folks, I'll see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's with me and you. We're going to have a little bit of a church meeting tomorrow night. Join me. This is
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.